The PVTA Advisory Board has approved a pilot program to add Saturday service for seniors and to make operational changes that will put seniors and people with disabilities on separate vans to improve the on-time performance for the paratransit trips. Over the last several years, the number of seniors using the PVTA's door-to-door ride service increased sharply. The additional trips caused the on-time performance for the paratransit service to fall below a contractually required 95%. Now, the senior dial-a-ride service and the federally mandated rides for people with disabilities will use two separate van fleets, according to PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis.
And we think that will have a positive impact on the ADA on-time performance, which was the whole purpose of having the many discussions that occurred over the past several weeks.
Some of the options considered by the PVTA's Paratransit Committee were to reduce the hours of operation for the senior service or to cap it at a certain number of trips per day.
So the board decided not to go in that direction.
Additionally, the PVTA will try providing on a pilot basis dial-a-ride service for seniors on Saturday.
With ADA service, if your fixed route in your area had Saturday service, you got it. With the senior service, there was no Saturday service.
Cost was not an issue in the discussion about possible cuts in the dial-a-ride service, according to McGinnis. But the PVTA is also planning to pursue a pilot program to provide used vehicles and financial assistance to four local councils on aging to operate senior van services.
It's a very, very expensive for PVTA and every other transit authority in the country to provide this kind of on-demand service. So we want to experiment with the councils on aging to see if that could be a more cost-effective way of doing it and thereby sustaining the senior service.
McGinnis said the senior service cost the PVTA $50 per round trip, with the fare covering just 7% of that. When word spread the PVTA was considering cutbacks to the dial-a-ride service, seniors packed an advisory board meeting in late February to protest. Patty Williams, an organizer for the Massachusetts Senior Action Council, said she's pleased with the PVTA's response.
So we went from being very concerned about possible cuts to being pretty pleased about maintaining what we have plus adding the Saturdays and the local transportation.
Williams said an estimated 500 seniors per week use the dial-a-ride service, the majority of trips are for medical appointments and shopping.
It would have been devastating. It would have been devastating for, 500 seniors a week. And that's a conservative estimate.
Williams said Saturday dial-a-ride service is something seniors have long lobbied for. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.